Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Telia, T-E-L-I-A, Ratliff, R-A-T-L-I-F-F. Telia Ratliff is a 44-year-old woman who reports she injured her right foot at work on 5-20-22. Right at that time, she fell off of a ladder and injured the foot. Paired, she went to Shore Memorial Emergency Room afterwards. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be a broken right foot. Paired, she had surgery done on 5-28-22, involving implanting a screw in the last toe on the right foot. Paired, she completed her course of physical therapy in September 2022. Paired, in paragraph per the record supplied, Ms. Ratliff was seen at the emergency room on 5-20-22. Paired, she related that she had right foot pain after slipping off of a ladder. Paired, she was examined and underwent x-rays of the foot that showed acute non-displaced fractures of the base of the fourth and fifth metatarsals. Paired, she was then treated and released on oxycodone. Paired, she then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Winters on 5-20-22. Paired, he noted the mechanism of injury that occurred on that morning. Paired, she denied any other injuries. Paired, exam found no tenderness on either foot. Paired, she was tender at the location of the midfoot, particularly on the right side. Paired, she has a hallux valgus deformity as well as brachymetatarsia of the third. Paired, he performed repeat x-rays of the right foot that showed evidence of a non-displaced fourth and fifth metatarsal fracture. Paired, the latter was a zone 2 fracture. Paired, there was evidence of third brachymetatarsia, B-R-A-C-H-Y-M-E-T-A-T-A-R-S-I-A, as well as osteochondromas at the distal tibia, which she states she has been known to have. Paired, there were no other fracture dislocations noted. Paired, there was evidence of a hallux valgus deformity as well, with no significant degenerative changes. Paired, they discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Paired, in paragraph on 5-26-22, Dr. Winters performed right fifth metatarsal fracture open reduction internal fixation and right fourth metatarsal fracture closed slash non-surgical treatment. Paired, the postoperative diagnoses were right non-displaced fifth metatarsal base Jones fracture and a right fourth metatarsal base non-displaced fracture. Paired, she followed up with Dr. Winters postoperatively. Paired, she did participate in physical therapy. Paired, on 5-31-22, he noted, let's scratch that, she told him she was traveling despite his recommendations to not fly or travel on a cruise, due to the fact that if she were to have an issue, he would be unable to attend to her. Paired, she verbalized the risks and benefits of this, including the fact that she could develop a deep vein thrombosis, a pulmonary embolus that could become fatal. Paired, he discussed prescribing her Lovenax. Paired, she saw him again on 6-14-22, noting she did take her deep vein thrombosis, prophylaxis. Period. Her incision was well healed. Period. The swelling was mild in nature and had no signs of infection. Period. Motor and sensory functions were intact. Period. X-rays showed stable internal fixation alignment. Period. There were no signs of failure migration. Period. The fracture was localized. Still noted as anticipated. Period. There were no other significant changes noted, and stable deformity was noted. Period. He removed her stitches and reinforced her incisions with steri strips. Period. She was placed back into her cam boot for protected progressive mobilization. Period. Ongoing care with Dr. Winters was rendered through 7/12/22. Period. At that time, she had no pain. Period. Exam showed mild swelling. Period. There was minimal tenderness at the fifth metatarsal base only. Period. X-rays showed evidence of progressive healing of the fifth metatarsal base. Period. There was a well-healed fourth metatarsal base fracture. Period. She had no signs of failure or migration, and otherwise no fracture or dislocations. Period. She did not have any post-traumatic arthritis. Period. He sent her for... Scratch that. She would progress her weight bearing to full in her cam boot and return in 3 weeks for repeat x-rays. Period. It does not appear that she availed herself to that. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She was a cheerful individual. Period. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed congenital overlapping of the right toe, some of which were shortened. Period parentheses, this corresponds with the brachy condition, B-R-E-C-H-Y condition, he noted radiographically, close parentheses, period. There was a bunion and hallux valgus deformity of the right great toe, along with callus formation. Period, there was a small 1/2 inch scar, healed scar on the right lateral fifth metatarsal, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Pinprick sensation was diminished on the right lateral foot, but this was otherwise intact. Feet and ankles normal. Lumbosacral normal. Gait maneuver, she was able to do a single heel lift independently on the right. Period. Impressions. On 5/20/22, Delia Ratliff fell down from a ladder and injured her right foot. Apparently, she was seen at Shore Hospital emergency room the same day, where x-rays identified fractures of both the fourth and fifth metatarsals. Apparently, she quickly came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Winters, who noted the fourth metatarsal, scratch that, Dr. Winters. Apparently, surgery, they progressed the surgery quickly as of on 5/26/22 to be inserted here. Period, she followed up postoperatively with serial x-rays confirming healing. Period, the fourth metatarsal fracture was treated non-surgically. Period, the fifth metatarsal fracture required open reduction internal fixation. Period, the paragraph to current examination found there to be full range of motion about the right foot. Period. There was no weakness or weakness or atrophy. Period. There was diminished sensation on the lateral aspect of the right foot in the area of her scar. Period. There were other congenital anomalies. and developmental issues such as a bunion and hallux valgus on the right associated with callus formation. Pearcey was able to walk on her heels and toes. Pearcey was able to do a single independent heel lift on the right. Period. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of a fourth metatarsal fracture treated non-surgically and a fifth metatarsal fracture treated surgically. Pearcey has achieved an excellent clinical and functional result, having returned to work with the insured and holding down a second job in which she cleans houses. Period. And that is the end.